Next week, Congress resumes its negotiations over President Bush's tax cut proposal. The House approved the full $1.6 trillion the president requested, but the proposal suffered a major setback when the Senate voted to reduce the amount by about a fourth. A critical vote against the president's plan came from Senator Jim Jeffords, a moderate Republican from Vermont who diverted more than $200 billion from the tax cut to help pay the cost of special education. By defying his party's president, Jeffords has drawn some criticism in his home state, but much more here in Washington, NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Senator Jim Jeffords lives in Shrewsbury, Vermont. It's a tiny village a few miles down the road from North Shrewsbury, Vermont. This time of year, the snow has turned black along Shrewsbury's roadsides, but white sheets of it still cover the hills. Jeffords came home last week after a long absence and shoveled knee-deep snow off his driveway. Last year, this tiny state overwhelmingly re-elected Jeffords, but his neighbors are divided over his latest actions in Congress. Jerry Leach says he doesn't care about President Bush's tax cut, says it wouldn't much affect him since he doesn't make much money as a court security officer. Still, Leach is a Republican, and he's not happy that his senator helped defeat his president.
I'm just a little disappointed in the fact that we've got a new president, the resurgence of the Bush family name and a new president, and he didn't stand by the guy. I think President Bush got a lot to offer us.
Jerry Leach is sipping coffee while perched on a counter stool at a restaurant called Over Easy's. With a mixture of confidence and humility, the restaurant has bought commercials describing itself as the place that serves the only breakfast in central Vermont that doesn't suck. Over by the window, Larry Abelman waits for his breakfast while wearing a yellow cap from the ski resort where he works. Abelman is delighted that Jeffords diverted money to special education.
Well, my wife would disagree with me, but I'm not for cutting. I'm against the Bush budget. I don't mind paying taxes.
Across the table, Lori Abelman does disagree. You don't do our bills, she says.
I would not re-elect Jeffords just because of his position on the Bush plan against it. And I love that commercial on the TV that they have of Jeffords.
A Washington-based group has been buying TV time in Vermont attacking Senator Jeffords. The Club for Growth produced a commercial in which an actor plays a tax auditor.
My neighbors say tax cuts will save jobs. I say, Senator Jeffords, your votes for high taxes will save my job.
Well, there you have it. The IRS and Senator Jim Jeffords both working to keep your taxes high.
In Washington, conservatives were bug-eyed over Senator Jeffords' budget vote. One columnist called him a turncoat. The Wall Street Journal said President Bush should get revenge by destroying the price supports for Vermont dairy farmers. Yet in his home state, despite some grumbling, Jeffords has been getting a friendly reception. The other day, he turned up in Castleton, Vermont, to announce a federal grant to a college. The college president introduced him before a crowded room.
And introducing him is one of the easiest jobs I could ever have. In recent weeks, the national media has done a great job of that for me. In Newsweek, for example, he was recently called gutsy. Can't even say the word.
Sitting in the front row, Senator Jeffords said, had me worried there.
We think you're both gutsy.
It may have been the first time anybody ever called Jim Jeffords gusty. He's a soft-spoken politician who has a way of giving a speech without quite seeming to give a speech. When he stepped to the podium, Senator Jeffords interrupted his own first sentence in order to wave to someone he recognized in the crowd.
I can't tell you how pleased I am. I've got to see faces and I probably lose my train of thought, but anyway.
Jeffords is 66 years old, and one strand or another of his thinning hair is often wandering loose on his forehead. Over the years, he's repeatedly challenged his party leadership. He opposed President Reagan's tax cut and opposed President Clinton's impeachment. The state's conservatives know that in the end, it seldom hurts him.
Part of his strength is just this sort of perception that people have that he is truly his own man. And that, you know, in the end, he really is thinking about what is best for the state of Vermont.
Skip Valley owns a chain of Vermont convenience stores. His office window has a view of a mountain range, and on either side of that window, Valley has hung pictures and posters of President Bush. Valley is a conservative Republican who was credited with raising almost $100,000 for Mr. Bush's campaign. At the height of the budget fight, Skip Valley flew to Washington appealing to Senator Jeffords to change his vote. Yet though his mission failed, Valley says he's been working to restrain Vermont conservatives from attacking Jeffords.
We want to be a governing party. And in the Northeast in particular, the demographics and the politics are such that it is very difficult to prevail selling just the conservatism of one's positions. There's got to be some overlaying issues and sensitivities here.
Without moderate Republicans from the Northeast, the party wouldn't control the Senate at all. And Valley says his moderate senator has a cause that's hard to attack. Jeffords wants to give states more money for education. His effort comes just as Vermont's legislature debates what to do about soaring property taxes that pay for education. The other morning, Jeffords dropped in on a breakfast meeting of the Chamber of Commerce in Rutland, Vermont. The chamber had laid out Dunkin' Donuts for the occasion, and Senator Jeffords took a bite just as the chamber president introduced him.
It is a pleasure to be back and to be with you. I get to finish my donut first.
When he finished chewing, Jeffords began explaining why he voted to shrink the president's tax cut. Back in 1975, the federal government ordered states to provide an adequate education to disabled kids. Jeffords himself was a congressman then and helped to write the bill. But the government never paid its share of the cost. It became an unfunded mandate, something many Republicans denounce. There's a lot of debate about why special ed is getting so expensive, but many local educators say the cost of special education is sucking away the money they need to educate everybody else.
The amount of money that has eliminated from the local communities and the states to be able to do what needs to be done in education has been very restrictive. So I decided that this was the time, if not now, when?
Most of the people sitting around the table were Republicans, and many say they support President Bush's $1.6 trillion tax cut. But by the time Jeffords finished his presentation, only one even came close to criticizing the senator. Greg Thayer is a Rutland alderman.
First of all, thanks for coming, Senator. Although I would like to see the $1.6, I do commend you for your work, especially on special education.
Senator Jeffords knows he faces harsher criticism in Washington. When we spoke to Jeffords this week, he was driving around with a suitcase. He was on his way to the airport, on his way back to the Capitol, returning from vacation a week early in hopes of making up with the Bush administration.
My schedule reads vacation, but it's not going to be vacation, I can assure you. I have got to try to do what I can to let the administration know that I want to work with them.
And yet the senator says if the administration wants to work with him, it will have to commit to the money for special education. Jeffords knows the president himself claims education is a top priority. The president wants to increase spending, though not as much as Jeffords does. As he traveled around the state this week, Jeffords occasionally dropped his folksy demeanor. Jeffords would say, "I intend to make him the education president."
I like the president. I think he wants to be the education president. I just know that I have followed things much more closely than many have as to where the real problems are.
With the Senate evenly divided, Republicans need every vote they can get. Jeffords is gambling that the president can't afford to ostracize him. After 2 days back in Washington, the senator says he got a phone call through to Vice President Dick Cheney. Jeffords says they spoke cordially for 5 minutes. Cheney's aides refused to confirm that he even spoke with the senator at all. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Shrewsbury, Vermont.